Here we go. Parhesian Valhal are still simultaneously broadcasting from the throne of the North and from deep in the middle of nowhere. But now, they are bringing you something completely different. Again. We've got a joke for you. What do you call an overweight ET? An extra cholesterol. It is with great pleasure that we present to you AT Estrogen Light, a conspiracy podcasting show with more than a touch of humor. In this show, you'll get to see Parhesian Valhal's demented sense of humor in action. And you've heard us be serious, and you've heard our concerns on AT Estrogen. Now, let's hear the laughter. Hi everyone, this is Parhesian Valhal coming to you with the first AT Estrogen podcast show. Well, the first AT Estrogen Light podcast show. Tonight we'll be talking about conspiracy topics with a lot of humor added. We're going to be having a lot of fun doing this, and we hope that you'll be having fun listening to us as well.
That's right. This is a big break from what we've been doing, really serious things. We thought that we would just try to have fun together and share some laughter with other people.
And tonight we've got a really interesting topic that it hit the board. It hit AboveTopSecret.com in September, and it's something that we've all gotten a lot of amusement from. So we thought we would draw on that and bring to you Maynard from Alabama, who had a run-in with a one-footed snorkel monster.
That's right. And we're really appreciative that Maynard would join us tonight, because these one-footed snorkel monsters appear to be both frightening and destructive. According to the person that was on Coast to Coast AM, this thing tore up some property. It stood on top of the trailer house. The whole family saw it. It even came back. And we really feel lucky to find Maynard.
Absolutely. And we hope that, we're hoping that he's going to bring an interesting side to this story, because it is something that's really fascinating and intriguing. And as Valhal said, it's destructive. So, Maynard, if you could join now and tell us a little bit about your experience, that'd be great.
Hello.
Hi, Maynard.
And this is Parmesian and Valhal, right?
Parhesian.
That's pretty good, Maynard.
Well, I'm Maynard. It's nice to meet you, ladies.
Maynard, what are you drinking
ma'am.
Tonight?
Well, I'm drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon that I've had in the cellar for, well, quite some time. It's hard to get Pabst Blue Ribbon nowadays, and it's snooty beer now, because it's aged and vintaged. And you ladies, what would you ladies be drinking tonight?
Just water here. With a twist of lemon.
Must be some pretty darn good stuff.
I don't know. It's just a big bottle with a twist top on it. I think it's Italian.
What?
Do you want to share some?
Oh, I'm sorry, Maynard.
What are you ladies smoking tonight?
Please.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Maynard.
Hold on. Excuse me just for a minute.
Excuse me, sir. What, Maynard, I done told you, keep your damn feet off my stupid desk, okay? If I have to come one more time, keep your damn feet off my desk.
But the ladies want.
I don't care. Keep your feet off my desk.
Get out of here. You're making me.
I don't get it, but if I catch you with your feet on the desk one more time, you're out of here and you're walking back to your stupid trailer.
Ma'am?
Is that okay?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah,
okay?
We can hear you, Maynard.
I want you to know that that feller that y'all had come get me.
Yeah.
Thomas Kroon.
Oh, yes.
First off, he's an asshole. I don't want to speak too loud. I'm afraid he'll hit me again. He's an asshole. He come to my trailer. He complained about my trailer. He said I needed to clean the carpet. And then he got mad when he found out I didn't have carpet. He didn't understand why my dogs preferred to be outside. He didn't understand why I didn't have indoor plumbing. He didn't understand why I called my wife sis. I don't like him, and he scares me.
Okay,
he scares me real bad.
We'll get you a taxi back home.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much.
So you don't have to deal with him.
Maynard, we would really like to hear your personal encounter with the one-footed snorkel monster.
Well, it happened a few months ago. I just come back from checking on my crops, and because you got to check on that because people will come and steal it, and you got to make sure your traps are still set. And I come back in the house, and I just been sitting down not too long. Sis had just enough time to bring me my third beer, and I was watching my favorite show, which is Cops filmed live on location. What you gonna do when they come for you? Because you know, a lot of times I see my I see people I know on there, and I know how they're doing. But I heard this wild scream. It sounded kind of like, a really, really strange noise, and kind of like many explosions. And there was noise. I could see lights coming from my window. And so I told my wife, sis, get off my lap a minute. I've got to go see what's going on out there. Because I didn't know somebody's out there trying to steal my crops, and had to go up and investigate. And luckily, I have TiVo, so I can put it on pause and not miss anything. But I go out there, and amongst some trees, I see sparks.
Sparks?
Like coming?
Yes, ma'am.
Coming from where? Where were they originating?
It was coming. It's kind of hard to explain. It was on a limb of one tree, and it was spinning on his foot and shooting sparks out of what appeared to be his buttocks. I think it was very difficult to tell. And he it fell off, come out of the tree, and it landed in the grass. And it was spinning at an excessive amount of speed, as the troopers usually tell me. And it was shooting sparks, and then it stopped, and it appeared as if it had one chicken foot. And
Did you say chicken foot?
That's what I think I said.
Oh.
Am I speaking too fast for you? I can slow down if you want me to.
No, I'm just trying to get the facts straight, sir.
The facts, just the facts. Okay, it was
chicken
a chicken foot, to the best of my recognition of bird feet.
Did it look like it had very sharp talons on it, like an eagle or something? Because it sounds like it's a rather big creature, so I'm trying to get an image in my head of how big this foot may have been and how dangerous it may have been.
I would say it was a big bird foot. Yes, ma'am.
Big bird foot?
Was it yellow?
Definitely a big bird foot.
Was it yellow?
It was dark, and I'd been smoking a lot of cigarettes, and so yes, ma'am. It was big, and it appeared to have a trunk, a snorkel. It had a snorkel, yes, ma'am. It definitely had, it was a one-footed snorkel monster.
Okay, let me ask you something. I've been real curious about this. The snorkel. How big a snorkel did it have?
You know, it's funny because usually when I tell people the story, the women usually ask that question, and I haven't figured out why this is, but it was proportioned to his foot, it appeared.
It appeared, Maynard?
Yes, ma'am. It looked like it was, it had a big foot and the snorkel is about as big as you would expect it to be compared to its feet.
And it did a lot of damage to your backyard, right?
Well, that was not, because it's still in my front yard.
Oh, okay.
But then it started spinning again, and it spun so fast. My dogs, it woke up my dogs. I got some blue tick hounds. Have y'all ever heard of blue tick hounds?
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes, indeed.
But, well, they're good dogs. They're my hunting dogs, and my dogs come out. And they saw it, and it scared them to death, and they wanted to go on the ATAC. And one of them was faster than the other, and he hit it. The first dog with his spinning snorkel hit the dog so hard, all you'd hear was, ah!
So,
and
Maynard,
he flew in.
Did you have any protection?
Excuse me?
Did you have any protection?
Well, ma'am, I wasn't going to get amorous with that critter. I didn't need no protection, ma'am. That's one of the strangest questions anybody's ever asked me. No, ma'am, I had no protection.
You never.
I didn't. Excuse me.
Go on, Maynard.
Yes, ma'am. I'm a little flustered right now. Oh, Florida, y'all are funny.
Oh, I'm sorry to have put you in an uncomfortable spot, Maynard, but,
Well, I'll be all right, but he hit that one dog so hard that he threw the dog through the side of my trailer there. Well, it wasn't really the trailer, it's where a hole used to be, but I'd covered up with plastic.
Oh.
And the other dog, when he saw that, it scared him slapped. It scared him so bad that he went and jumped on the cat.
And what
now,
happened then?
It was would have helped him to have protection, if you know what I mean. He was so confused.
Oh.
Which is another sound that I heard that night that I wished I could get out of my head. Anyway, after that happened, he flew up in the air, and I thought it was Gonersville for me because it looked like he was going to hit me, but he went up and landed on top of my trailer, and then he bounced into the backyard. Now I can't see him anymore.
Did you go after him?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
And then what happened?
Well, I'm going towards the backyard, but I thought, well, I ought to go get the gun. So as I went and got the gun, it was 12 gauge, and so I was sneaking around the back of the left-hand side of the trailer, which is rather important because my neighbor, Jesse Early, his house is to the right of the way I'm facing of my trailer.
Okay.
So that's important in just a second. So whilst I'm sneaking around, I see him back here standing on top of my septic tank. Now, the problem with him sitting on my septic tank, ma'am, is methane gas.
Oh, my.
Yes, ma'am. If you recall, he's shooting sparks out of his buttocks.
Oh, my.
So,
uh-oh. That sounds like
yes, that was very disconcerting for me. So I shoot at him to get him away from my septic tank.
But that doesn't sound that safe either.
Well, you've got to understand, it was kind of a busy night, and I didn't really have time to think everything straight and through.
Right.
We can imagine.
Okay, Maynard, we're going to cut you right here because we're going to cut for a brief commercial break.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Howdy, 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 friends and neighbors. This here's Barbecue Bob, and it's a special time of year when we'd like to pay a little tribute to these fine women who we caught hanging around the minstrel toe over to the Christmas party at Bob's Barbecue and Beer House. Now, we sure do appreciate these AP estrogen gals, and we'd like to show our support for them by donating a free beer gut burger and chopped liver sandwich to anybody who come by, get under the minstrel toe with me, and plant a big sloppy one on your Uncle Bob. Yes, sir, y'all have a Merry Christmas, and you keep listening to these fine gals, but damn, son, watch out if you catch yourself under the minstrel toe with one of these women. Yep, Bob's Barbecue and Beer House. Come on down and get a belly full of backwash. Happy New Year!
Okay, Maynard, are you ready to continue?
Well, where's Barbecue Bob's joint located?
Well, we'll tell you after the show.
Yeah.
Okay, I was wanting to know, you girls going to be there underneath that minstrel toe?
Yes.
Well, all right. I'm going to take a taxi, he said. You reckon he could swing by that Bob's place?
Oh, for sure. That's not a problem.
All right. I'll bring some
wrenches,
perhaps blue ribbons.
So you shot at the one-footed snorkel monster while it
yes,
was
ma'am.
Standing on your septic tank.
Yes, ma'am. That was the plan at the time. Sounded like it was a pretty good plan.
What
I didn't know was that when I shot him, whilst he was shooting sparks out of his buttocks and spinning, that by hitting him, I was going to bounce him over like a weevil. And I was also going to cause him to shoot even more extra sparks out of his buttocks. Problem with that is that when he fell over and shot off like a cannon, he went straight through the woods towards Jesse Early's place. Now, Jesse's my neighbor. He don't much like me, and that's caused us a little concern because he starts shooting at me because of the snorkel feller going towards him. I didn't know that Jesse was in the woods heading that way because apparently he heard the commotion. Well,
Maynard, I am scared for you listening to this. You must have been very frightened.
Oh, Maynard, that's our third member of ATS for Gen Light. That would be the Eggman.
He pops up every now and then.
It seems that your story is really disconcerting to him.
Yeah, it does.
I have to ask you, what was going through your mind as this was happening? Were you wishing for another beer to help you cope? Wishing your mommy could be holding you?
I have to say, I've heard that kind of person on one other website, and I hope I'm not on a cheesy joint like that one was. I thought this was a good website, not some little rinky-dink place.
Well, Eggman used to chum around with a questionable crowd, but he's come over to the good side now.
Well, okay. Well, yeah, I was thinking about my mama, and I was also thinking about another Paps, but anyway, where the hell was I? Oh, yeah. When I shot him, he fell over, he took off, boom, and that lit off the methane. Apparently, his last sparks on my property through the planks over the septic tank, and it really lit off. There's flames and a bad explosion, which knocked me back on my buttocks, which at that time had no fire to it.
Well, just wow.
When I fell.
Excuse me, did he say wow?
Wow.
He said wow.
Just wow.
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 He's blown away, Maynard. I mean, gosh, that's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. So you're laying on your buttocks, but your buttocks are not spewing sparks.
Not yet, but that's about to change. I got to laugh now, ma'am, because I wasn't laughing that night. When I fell down, the gun went off one more time. And I don't know where y'all from, but back here in the woods, we have propane tanks.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Now, somebody told me that there was a legal thingamajigger what says propane tank can't be up against your house for some reason.
And was yours against your house?
Yeah, well, anyway, I don't think it made a bit of difference because them things really go off when you shoot the shit out of them. I've got to tell you right now.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Well, the propane tank went off. See, now that's when my butt caught on fire, which wasn't all. Because when propane goes off, it really makes a fireball. By the way, me and sis, we had the same kind of hairdo at that time, which she was in the house, which it ain't there no more. But we both look like that there that singer from a few years ago. What's her name? Sinead.
Sinead O'Connor?
Yes, the one with the gone hair.
Okay.
Well, our hair was real, real gone, and the eyebrows, and my beard, and my mustache, and the hair on my sister's chest, all of it was burnt off.
Oh, my goodness.
Poor woman.
Yep. But anyway, that whole ruckus kindly scared old Jesse, and he turned around and left, so I didn't have to worry about him no more, but that there's the last I seen of that snorkel of one-footed monster thing.
Well, I got to tell you, you sound like you actually got out of it pretty lucky. Going out and confronting something with a fairly impressive snorkel.
And no protection.
With no protection.
That is just...
Ma'am, I don't know if I explained this to you, but like I said, I didn't get close enough to it to need protection, even if I wanted to do nothing with it. Okay, and you're right, I did. The most expensive thing that I lost was the propane tank. Then 5 days, I had my house slapped back together, so it weren't that bad.
Well, you came out on top, though. You could have been seriously injured.
Or worse. I could have been killed, slapped to death.
Yeah, and he could have stolen your beer, too.
He couldn't have done that.
No? Think about that.
Yeah,
no, my wife would have kicked his ass all over the place had he gone towards beer. I assure you, that don't happen in these parts of the woods.
And he
even when the woods is on fire.
And he didn't
which
touch
is the same
cross
thing.
Either.
No, ma'am. However, with all the commotion, what with the sparks, the methane explosion, the propane explosion, Jesse shooting fireworks off that gun of his, which, you know, I'll bet you that he's the one that shot the propane, because I use a shotgun and he uses a 300 Magnum. What you want to bet that neighbor of mine's the one that made that propane tank go off?
Well, there you have it.
You're going to have to talk to him about that.
Well, you know, I think I'll have to do that. But within all that kind of commotion, the sheriff's department got wind of all of it. And, well, the crops ain't there no more. Going to have to start over.
Well, I think we've seen the destructive nature of the one-footed snort monster.
And
I don't think they're nice.
Oh, no, they don't sound to be nice. And I think the story that you've shared with us just tells us just how dangerous and destructive they can be.
We're just really glad you made it through it, Maynard.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
And thank you so much for sharing with us.
Are we done?
I think so. I think we'll be calling you a taxi now so you don't have to deal with that Thomas Crown guy again.
And, good, because he's not nice.
No, he's not, and we don't want you to have to deal with that, especially after you've had this horrid encounter with the one-footed snorkel monster.
Thank you very much. Can I ask y'all a personal question before we go?
Sure.
Is either one of y'all not married?
This is neither the time or place for that, Maynard.
Well, I was just wondering, you know, because I'm.
What about
Sis? Sis is staying with Mama right now. She's kind of mad about the whole blowing up of the house and the septic tank and the propane tank, and she's not very happy about the crop going away with the sheriff and everything. And I don't think it's going to last much longer. Oh, and
you're in a tough spot.
Yeah, yeah, you are. But you need to center in on growing back your crop and growing back your hair and
taking
getting back
of
with Sis.
I thought we was going to go to Bob's because, you know, we had that their advertisement, and y'all said y'all was going to be there, and I was just kind of curious. It made sense for me to ask if one of y'all was married because, you know, I don't want to get my butt kicked by somebody's jealous husband. When y'all see me, y'all going to go absolutely ape. Now, you know, I mean, none of my sisters can resist me.
Okay, Maynard. Well, thank
my
you
cousins
very much.
can barely contain themselves.
Thank you, Maynard.
Bye,
well,
Maynard.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Bye, bye. Bye, bye.
Bye,
bye. And that was Maynard.
Wow.
Compelling story. Oh my gosh. I don't know what to say.
I don't think there is much that is legally sayable.
Hey.
Like Eggman.
Maynard's out there. Pardon me.
Is that UTC?
Yeah, yeah. Maynard's out there in the carport there. He's out of my house. He said that y'all are going to have a taxi pick him up.
Yeah.
So I can lock the door now.
Yeah.
Good, because it's already locked. I don't want that stinky individual back.
He's out of your... Okay. He's not your responsibility anymore, Thomas Crown.
Look, I'll help out that ATS at any time, but I'm not going to drive 45 minutes down a dirt road to pick up something that never takes a bath, but maybe once a month, okay?
Well, you know, if you go with them to Bob's, you can get a free burger.
That's right. The
Bob's.
Minstrel toe's hanging.
Yep. Sounds like a pretty enticing offer.
Huh?
Sounds like a pretty enticing offer.
Yeah, well, look here. Who's paying for the taxi?
We are.
All right, well, I'll just... Look here, I'm going to go out and hang out with my buddy Maynard. You reckon there's any good-looking chicks there?
Probably. They're under the minstrel toe.
Yeah.
The what? Never mind. I'll see y'all later. Bye.
Yep. Bye. And this concludes our first AT Estrogen podcast show. We hope you've all had fun, because we sure as hell have.
Yep, we have.
Bye.
Bye.